Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. We do want to hear your opinions this morning, and we have a whole telephone line devoted just to hearing them. 570-743-9565. We'll get you through to one of our hotlines and our producer this morning, Rob Center, who will take your name and some brief information about what topic you might wish to discuss. Pass it on to me. I'll pick up the phone and say, hi, you are on the mark. And that's how we work this whole thing. But you are the star of the show, so give us a call at 570-743-9565. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as several have already done, or text us at 70236. But be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1950. A family-owned dealership, by the way, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web, as I said, at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. And they do, of course, sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company. And several emails left over from yesterday, or they may have come in after the show was off the air yesterday. One of them's going after me. She says, I hope you take time out of your busy schedule, spelled B-I-Z-Z-Y, to view the movie that has been released of the real happenings within the Capitol building on January 6th. You seem to definitely have a negative attitude of Donald Trump. It's just uncalled for. Well, I'm sorry, but he was the president at the time. He could have done something to stop it. He sat in his kitchen or his dining room at the White House for several hours without lifting a finger to stop it. He could have. I think he's guilty of a crime of omission by not getting more actively involved in trying to stop the violence before it happened. But in any event, I don't think he's personally responsible for it. Let's face it, individuals are responsible for their own behavior. If you don't know the difference between right and wrong by the time you're, let's say, in your mid-20s, you probably are never going to learn that difference. In any event, I don't assign all the blame to Donald Trump. I think he certainly encouraged a situation where there could have been problems, and then it turned out there were. So, what do we do about that? Okay, another emailer says, the judge made a statement that they believe Donald Trump is guilty. Also, stop believing in the bought and paid for media headlines. They are also debunked in the end after the corrupt media runs the story for days. And then our friend Tom says, well, lightning strikes yet again. Fake news Stan gave us yet another diatribe of his fake news on the New York fraud case. His words couldn't be nothing further from the truth. Number one, Donald Trump's team could have had a jury trial but never requested one. That is a requirement. Fact. His whole family was deposed and failed to answer questions presented. The Trumpster himself used the Fifth Amendment 466 times. Fact. This is a document case. Documents don't lie. Well, I wouldn't say that. What is on them is what is on them. Fact. At the trial, Trump and his family were extremely evasive, either not remembering or deflecting away from the questions asked. This went on repeatedly. Fact. And innocent people don't lie and act this way. They may have the right to use the Fifth Amendment, but why? Why? Because the documents themselves, and I've got to get to the bottom of it here, the documents speak for themselves, and they know it. Testimony backs them up. That's signed by our friend Tom. Okay. Hotline numbers 570-743-9565. We do have some other unfinished business that we can talk about this morning. And we had talked about the after-school Satan Club brouhaha that was taking place in with the Satanic Temple, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the Saucon Valley School District. There has been a resolution. An Eastern Pennsylvania school district has reached a settlement with the Satanic Temple in a lawsuit that alleged the district discriminated against students by barring one of the group's after-school Satan Clubs from using a building earlier this year. The American Civil Liberties Union said on Thursday that the Saucon Valley School District had agreed to pay $200,000 in attorney's fees and to provide the Satanic Temple and the after-school Satan Club it sponsors the same access to school facilities as is provided to other organizations. The ACLU filed the lawsuit in March after the school district rescinded its earlier approval to allow that club to meet following criticism. The after-school Satan Club, with the motto, "Educatin' with Satan," had drawn protests and even a threat in February that prompted the closure of district schools for a day and the later arrest of a person in another state. Saucon Valley School District Attorney Mark Fitzgerald told reporters in a statement that the district denies having discriminated against the Satanic Temple, its club, or the approximately four students who attended its meetings. He said the district's priorities were education and the safety of students and staff. By enforcing its policies regarding the use of facilities, the district maintained a safe educational environment for its students in the face of credible threats of violence that had already caused closure of the schools and panic in the community, Fitzgerald said. The $200,000 will be paid by the district's insurance, and all organizations will be following the district's facilities use policy in the future. The Satanic Temple says it doesn't believe in religion in public schools and only seeks to open clubs if other religious groups are operating on campus. The after school Satan Clubs are aimed at providing a fun, intellectually stimulating, and non-proselytizing alternative to current religion after-school clubs, the organization said. Okay, so there's been a resolution in the Saucon Valley School District. So what do you think? After-school Satan Clubs, if they're going to allow in religious clubs, the Good News Clubs and things like that, should school districts be compelled to let in a group of satanic people who want to have their club? I would suspect that a lot more kids than four attended things like the Good News Club than the Satanic Temple's, what is it called, Learning with Satan, or well, I forget what their slogan is. I saw it here a minute ago. But, you know, four students is not a lot. But I guess they have their rights. If they want to attend an after-school Satan Club, they probably have the same rights others do. 570-743-9565. And while we're waiting for some calls, I knew it was going to be a slow day the day before Thanksgiving, but the lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. We do have some other things to talk about. I thought it was very interesting that yesterday Mike Johnson endorsed, the Speaker of the House, endorsed Donald Trump for President of the United States. And, of course, Donald Trump immediately heaped praise on him for that, which is not surprising, right? But what's interesting is that CNN immediately took offense with this report, and it's from Aaron Burnett, CNN's Out Front. And I think it's very, very interesting. Well, it is if I can get it started. Oh, here we go. I pressed the wrong button.
Tonight, Donald Trump heaping praise on House Speaker Mike Johnson just hours after Johnson came to see him at Mar-a-Lago. Trump saying, quote, "Mike Johnson's courage will vindicate hundreds of J6 political prisoners," referring there, of course, to Johnson's decision to release 44,000 hours of footage from January 6th. Now, this is the same footage Tucker Carlson aired to downplay the insurrection, which Kevin McCarthy had refused to release more broadly. It comes as a CNN K-file review of more than 100 of the new speaker's interviews and speeches. It's giving us a clear and a stark look at his views on crucial things like gay rights and abortion, including this, which likens abortion to the Holocaust.
It is truly an American Holocaust. I mean, the reality is that Planned Parenthood and all these big, you know, big abortion, they set up their clinics in inner cities. They are, you know, they regard these people as easy prey. I mean, it's true. This is what's happening across the country now.
KFAL's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. And Andrew, what else have you found? You've looked through hundreds of interviews.
Yeah, that's right. The new House Speaker is unknown to a lot of people. He was selected pretty much overnight. There was no vetting process. He doesn't even come from a competitive district, so he's never really had a real race. So we went through hundreds of his interviews, radio, television, op-eds, to see what does Mike Johnson really believe. And one of the most interesting things that we found was on the day that Roe v. Wade was struck down, he called into a conservative talk radio show. And I think the second biggest piece of news that day, besides Roe, was Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion, where he said we should revisit the rulings that struck down that allowed same-sex marriage, that allowed contraceptions, that legalized gay sex. And this was an opinion that was so far out there that even the very conservative Supreme Court wasn't willing to go along with this. Thomas wrote that opinion alone. But Johnson actually very, very strongly endorses this opinion from Thomas. He defends it. Take a listen to him right here on that day.
There's been some really bad law made. They've made a mess of our jurisprudence in this country for the last, several decades. And maybe some of that needs to be cleaned up. And what Justice Thomas is calling for is not radical. In fact, it's the opposite of that.
Now, we should note his office told us that he views those cases as settled law, but we did find another instance in our story in 2015 where it's during the presidential election, and he actually says that the new president can support appoint justices that might overturn same-sex marriage.
Right, right, and we know, what people say is settled law is not what they necessarily think of the law. All right, Speaker Johnson has a history of anti-gay rhetoric. You have unearthed much of this, supporting anti-gay policies, very clearly doing so, and you found out more about his personal views.
Yeah, that's right. Homosexuality was something that Johnson talked about a lot over the years in what we reviewed. He called it inherently unnatural. He said it was a dangerous lifestyle. We found a clip where he supported a ban on gay adoptions, where he said that homosexuality was a behavior, and because of that, it wasn't protected from anti-discrimination laws. And that sort of goes into this next clip that I want to play, which is him discussing what he thinks the proper role of government is. Listen to what he said here.
One of the primary purposes of the law and civil government is to restrain evil. We have to acknowledge collectively that man is inherently evil and needs to be restrained. That's the problem with the radical left. They don't acknowledge a God. Not radical. In fact, it's the opposite of that.
That's very interesting. To eradicate evil, that's a function of government. All right, we have two callers on the line. We're going to get to both of them before we take any kind of a break this morning. The first one in was Stan. Good morning. You're on the mark, Stan.
Good morning. So Mr. Johnson's the next evil personified, according to CNN. Is that where we're going with this?
Well, that, and I think you can't overlook the Univision. They certainly are on the liberals' naughty list this Christmas season. They allowed Donald Trump to have an interview.
Oh, my. That's terrible. And they're saying that Johnson wasn't vetted before he became speaker. Well, I believe the voters of Louisiana vetted him when they sent him to Congress.
Right, but I think they're talking about a larger context than just his election in the district. Let's face it, when you wind up being thrust into a national position, a real position of power, the spotlight goes on. Maybe it didn't matter when you were just the backbencher from Louisiana, but now you're the Speaker of the House, so they're going to take a closer look at you just as they would anybody else.
Huh. Wouldn't it have been great if they'd done the same thing with Biden and Obama when they were running for election? Thoroughly vetted them? Wouldn't that have been a great thing?
Well, in what way didn't they vet them? I think they certainly were held up to media scrutiny. Maybe
they
not the same intensity as Donald Trump. I'll agree with you on that, but
right.
They were held up.
Right, yeah, they didn't dig deep, okay? They didn't dig deep, and they didn't call them out on their, the things that they have done in their past. So, whatever. They're going to come after it. It doesn't matter who would have got the speaker. They would have done the same thing. They would have came after him. They came after McCarthy, and then they're coming after Johnson. So, and they're coming after Trump some more. So what's new about that? nothing new.
No, there's nothing new. But what interested me is the fact that they felt they had to go back and dig up all this information about what he said. You know, if you went back and dug up what Joe Biden said, you'll find many times he contradicted himself. But the media doesn't want to focus on that. But they will focus on Mike Johnson.
Right. Okay. Just because he's against abortion? He's against murdering little babies?
Well, I mean, you know, let's face it, the abortion issue isn't going to go away anytime soon, right?
No, I know. And it's you know, it's not a federal issue to start with, because nowhere in the Constitution is it listed as a right or anything else. That means that it belongs in the states to make the states decide. And that's what's going on right now. The states are deciding.
And
every state has a chance to decide what they want to do with abortion.
And I think that's a good idea. I think that, you know, each state's different. Each state should have a right to say what it is they think should happen. I don't have any problem with that.
Right. Yep. Some states want to do it up to 40 weeks. You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's some states that are calling for that. So what's that telling you? 40 weeks, last time I checked, would be 10 months, correct?
Yep.
And a normal gestation for a pregnancy is 9 months. So what's that tell you? I just, you know, throwing that out there. You know, I don't know of any pregnancy that's ever gone 10 months. I could be wrong. So at 10 months, if they're still talking abortion, that's not exactly what I would call a good thing. Just throwing that out.
I'm sorry, but abortion is never going to be resolved unless we find some miraculous middle ground that doesn't exist now. I mean, anybody...
You're right, because...
Go ahead.
People don't take personal responsibility for their actions, okay?
Well, I think they do. I mean, you may disagree with their definition of what's responsible, but they take responsibility. They're the ones who make the decision to have this procedure.
No. I'm talking about before it becomes necessary.
Oh, okay.
Okay? There are ways to prevent pregnancy, all right? And
right.
I'm not talking 100% abstinence. There are ways. Okay, so if they take the personal responsibility to prevent it, then they wouldn't have to kill it. Now, I will, and I understand that there is rape and incest things that go on, and those are all crimes, and the woman, well, at that point, she has to make a decision, and it's beyond her responsibility at that point, correct?
Well, I mean, she has a decision to make as to whether or not she wants to continue to bear that child or not.
But she has no responsibility for the pregnancy, other than being in the same
place
location
at the wrong time,
that it happened.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
So that in those cases, I will give exceptions. But every other one where it's for the convenience of the mother, no, I'm sorry. There are ways to prevent it, and I've said this in the past. Take some responsibility for your actions. You're an adult. If you don't want to act like an adult, then don't do the deed.
Well, I agree with you there. Yeah, there are plenty of options, but a lot of people oppose them. There's the morning after pill. Some people oppose those on the same grounds that they oppose an abortion.
The morning after pill isn't taking responsibility for your actions.
Well, it
is.
It's making you...
means.
All right, but let's face it. Not everybody weighs every decision they make every minute of every day in a cold, analytical light. You know, they may
at the moment
be carried away by passion. They may be carried away by emotion. Whatever they're carried away by, they didn't make a good decision. So the next day, they've got a chance to recover that bad decision by taking the morning after pill. Isn't that better than 9 months later or 6 months later or 4 months later having an abortion?
Well, I suppose so. I suppose. I can give you that. But, you know, people need to think. I just, you know, and that's the problem. In this country right now, nobody wants to take responsibility for any of their actions. And I'm not just talking about getting pregnant. There's a whole host of other things nobody wants to take responsibility for.
Well, no argument there.
So it's a societal problem, I guess you'd say.
Yeah,
and I don't
think
know how to change that. I mean, it's because what kids are being taught in school that, you know, nothing's ever their fault. It's always somebody else's fault for a lot of stuff.
Well, it's always fun to have somebody to blame for your misfortunes, isn't it?
I guess.
I mean, I like to pin stuff on something. I make a stupid mistake, I'd rather attribute it to somebody else than to me.
Here's one that I will put out there.
Okay,
the overbearing government is responsible for a lot of people's problems.
Who is?
Okay.
What government?
The overbearing government.
Oh, the overbearing government. Okay, fair enough.
Yep, is responsible for a lot of people's problems. So if people want to blame the government for certain things, okay. I don't have a definitely don't have a problem with some of that. All right?
Okay.
So, you know, the government causes people to lose jobs because of the policies that they institute.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
you know,
that kind of stuff. So,
appreciate
y'all have
your call.
A great day.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the wonderful weather out here.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks a lot. Okay, Dan from New Berlin, you're on the mark. Oh, did I press the button? Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I didn't press the button, Dan. I'm having a mental meltdown here today.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Why, you know, Speaker of the House made a statement that falls right in with what you were started the program with, the primary function. One of the primary functions of government is to restrain evil. Well, how do you restrain evil? You overcome it with good. And at one time, the temperature of America, they would have never even considered having a satanic club in the school. But by the time you and I are here at our age, them things are being considered as being all right. So that tells you where we're at as far as restraining evil in America. And the more evil we allow, the more evil we all become as a nation and less powerful as a great country.
Well, you know, there are ways to deal with it other than governmental ways. I mean, if people are going to misbehave, if they're going to be... I don't know what, Satanists, if they're going to be nasty people, if they're going to be criminals. We can't stop that. We can't prevent it.
Exactly. And it's the founders of this country realized, and people today don't fully understand why they emphasize Scripture, Christianity would be a restraint to evil. In other words, America, to be great, we have to be good.
Yeah, but Dan, other people, other religions preach peace and living together in harmony. It's not strictly a Christian thing.
Yeah, but they realize the real foundation of truth. They realize there is only one source of real truth.
Well, if they believe that, they'd be Christians, but they don't believe that.
Right. But, yep, exactly.
I mean, you believe very strongly, as some of our callers do, in what you believe. And I have no problem with that, and, you know, and that's what makes this country great. But where I have a problem is where you tell me, because I don't believe what you do, that I've got a problem. Maybe I think you've got a problem.
I'm sure many people do. But one of us has to be right. And one of us has to be wrong.
Not necessarily.
So you can't have two opinions. One has to be wrong, one has to be right. The thing is, we have to decide who's right or wrong. And as it is, there's only one source of absolute truth. So we have to go to the book.
But that's what you believe, Dan. That's what you believe. Other people believe the Quran is a book of absolute truth. You know, you can't say that your book is absolute truth because you believe it and somebody else believes another book is. That's a problem, isn't it?
No.
That's how wars start.
It's deeper than that. The book itself claims to be absolute truth, and it's given to us by the Creator, the Almighty, one of the universe, the everlasting one that always was and always will be. The Quran was given by their gods, a moon god, which is no god at all. You see, the reason the Scripture's right, okay, because it was given to us by the true, the one and only true.
Whoops, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Are you still there? Whoops. Hello?
Well, I've cut both people off. Dan, I'm sorry I cut you off, and I cut off Bob from Pike Sinus, who was waiting to go on the air. I'm having a meltdown here today with the equipment for some reason. Forgive me. Dan, if you call back, we'll give you another minute. And Bob from Pike Sinus, you call us back, and we'll get you right on the air. I'm sorry. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
To prove that mobile from Pantel Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm going to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Dennis. You know, companies today need affordable cloud-based unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pantel Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
Today on Hey Culligan, around the water cooler, here's Agnes.
Hey Culligan, word around the water cooler is that I can get a water cooler just like the water cooler at the office, but in my home?
Agnes, not only can you get the same water cooler that you get in your office, in your home we'll deliver it and set it up so you don't have to lug around those heavy bottles.
So it's not just water cooler gossip?
Agnes, it's pure, delicious water cooler truth, and it's already on the way. Get great-tasting bottled water for as low as a dollar a day at participating dealers. Details at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water. Pure and simple.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Okay, we're back with On the Mark, and I'm sorry I cut Dan and Bob both off when pressing the wrong buttons. Dan, we'll give you the final word. You got another 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning again, Joe. Well, I was saying the Bible's absolute truth because it was given to us by the one and only true God of the universe that always was, always will be, and will be our final judge at the end of time.
Okay.
For each person.
All
so
righty.
So that's, you have a great
you
Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a good Thanksgiving, too. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
Don't eat too much turkey,
yep.
Dan. Okay. Bob from Pike Sinus, you've been very patient, and I cut you off. You're on the mark.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everyone listening.
And to you and yours.
But, thank you. You know, the thing is, there's so many topics about abortion and rapes and stuff like that going on today. I was just in court for the last 2 days where my niece was molested and possibly raped. And the guy got off of some of the charges. But the jury came through and found him guilty of raping someone under 13 years of age. Thank God.
Yeah, that's a serious charge. Very serious charge.
He was 7 years old.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not good. No argument there.
So, when it comes to abortions and stuff like that, I mean, thank God she was too young to become pregnant.
Yeah, but I think she's scarred for life just from what happened to her.
She is. As a molested child, I myself know it lasts your whole life.
Yeah, I can believe it. I can believe it. Well, I hope she gets appropriate counseling and help.
She is. She is. Okay. She'll be good. What's your other topic today besides that?
Well, we were talking about Mike Johnson, and we were talking about the after-school Satan Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they rolled in their favor.
Well, they did, but, you know, and let's face it, they almost have to, despite what people argue about it, how horrible it is. If they're allowing religious groups in, they have to allow non-religious groups in.
Right.
That's like saying, okay, we have a white boys' basketball club, and they can be in, and we have a black boys' basketball club, but they can't be in. You know, it's why the school board would even fight it. I think the school board could have solved the problem saying, look, if you want to have these social clubs that have something to do with faith, have them somewhere else rather than the school.
And
as unfortunate as that is, but I see that as the only possible solution.
And it costs the taxpayers $200,000.
Yep, $200,000. That is a lot of money.
So,
and I guess that's to pay attorney's fees.
What's new in Shamokin Dam? What's new in Shamokin Dam?
Nothing. We're getting the project done, and then we're moving forward. That's about it.
And you have a no left turn sign at Aldi's. I don't know what street that is, but you're allowing the construction vehicles to go down there.
Well, they have to bond the street, and they've bonded that street to repair it if there's something wrong with it.
Okay.
So PennDOT does pay for it.
And there's still nothing happening with that hotel over there, the motel, the old
Phillips
motel.
The old Phillips Motel is being, understand the contracts for demolition are either have been let or are being let, and you should see some action there prior to the end of the school, prior to the end of the year, hopefully.
Okay, and, God, what was my other question? I can't remember now.
Well, if you
think are they doing anything with the old, that place that was wrecked by the drunk driver the other year?
I don't think so. I think they just let the slab there and they put a siding on the
building. It's still owned by Cross or Oil?
Yeah, it's still owned by them, and I don't think they're doing anything with it at the moment.
Okay.
But it looks better than having a dilapidated building there, so they've done a good job cleaning it up.
Right, exactly. All right, Joe, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Have
a good Thanksgiving, Bob. Appreciate your calling.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, Van, you're on the mark from New Columbia.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
All right, hang on a second. I need to... Okay. I was trying to drop another line there. I think I got you now. All right, things are quiet. Right. Go ahead.
All right, I guess I'm still on.
Yep, you are.
All right. You were talking to Dan, and you brought about how, you know, different religions and like the Quran, some people believe that, some people believe the Bible. But how do you know what you believe about God is true?
How do any of us know? You don't personally have God's guarantee that what the King James Version of the Bible is exactly what he intended. He didn't write it down. He didn't send it down. He didn't send down an angel to sit in their shoulders and say, this is what I want you to write.
Well, the Mormons claim that Moroni, an angel, gave Joseph Smith these golden tablets. Do you
right.
believe that?
Well, they haven't found those golden tablets, but if they ever do, I'll be a believer.
Yeah, well, they never will find them. But the difference between every other book and the Bible is prophecy, where God predicts the future way before stuff happens. And that's the major difference. Now, I do know that the Quran, that they have their eschatology, that they believe certain things happen in the end times, and they believe that their Mahdi is going to come, which is their equivalent to their Messiah. But it all mimics the Bible, what God predicted in the Bible about the true Messiah to come. And the way you can know the Word of God is true is, number one, if you get saved, all that will go away. It's like the example I gave you yesterday about a blind man trying to explain to him what blue is. They'll never get it. It takes God to open the eyes of people to understand the Word of God and understand what salvation is, and believing what God gives as the record in the Bible that eternal life is in His Son, right. Jesus Christ.
But this is kind of like this is like a circular argument. We have these discussions all the time, and we never really advance beyond, you know, your opinion that what's written in that is absolutely correct and everybody else is wrong. And, you know, that's a hard thing for a lot of people to accept. They like to believe that their beliefs are valid.
Yeah, but you have a God that said He would give His word and that it would be pure. And we have, unlike years past, we have what they call the canon of Scripture, which includes 66 books that are compiled together that God gave us that has His truth contained in that. And Jesus said, when He prayed His high priestly prayer in John 17, He said, "Sanctify them by Thy truth. Thy word is truth." And Jesus Christ Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, right. and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me."
Okay.
So Jesus Himself set up a distinction that every other religion, every other path to God is a false path, and Jesus declared Himself to be the only one.
Okay.
Now, here's where I disagree with Dan, believe it or not. Dan said either he's right or you're right, or you know, one's right, one's wrong. Well, both could be wrong. But when it comes down to Jesus, He's never wrong. So He is the one that is the truth, and we're either going to believe Him.
Okay, but we started this discussion not about who's right and who's wrong. We started the discussion about the after-school Satan club. The Bible has nothing to do with whether or not that's a good idea or a bad idea. It has to do with the school district costing the taxpayers $200,000 by denying them the right to have a club in the first place.
Well, here, we can go back years ago when you and I went to school. They read the Bible in school.
Yes, they did.
They had the Ten Commandments posted right where I went to school in Melton. They had the Ten Commandments posted right outside the main office on a big plaque, and I would assume that's been long since removed. But the difference back then was like the evil that's come into this country. It's come in because we had the revolution, sexual revolution through the 60s. We had that take place. We had abortion become legal in 1972, and now we're seeing things take place where the androgyny, the mixing, the confusion of the sexes, and it all goes back to the nation of Israel. It all links back to the Bible. There was three false gods in the Old Testament. There was Baal, Molech, and Ashtaroth. Baal was the god of sexual immorality. And then you had Molech, where they offered their children up in sacrifice. And then you had Ashtaroth, who was a goddess who was androgynous in the character, a mixture of female and male.
Again, but that has nothing to do with the after-school Satan club.
yes, it does. It does, because if you get into studying Baphomet,
the argument is, should a school district be required to allow a Satan club or any other club that's secular in if they allow a religious club in? That's the argument. Give me a biblical justification for keeping everybody out other than you think that's right and they're wrong. We're talking about legal precedent here.
Well, it's in America. Do you think there would have been any chance back in the 50s that they would have allowed such a thing to occur? And it would not be. And see, it's more of a societal thing now. It's the decline in our society that has led to this. Like I was saying, the sexual revolution, abortion, and now androgyny with the gay pride and all that going on. We're seeing our morality spiral out of control, where people will argue that abortion isn't murder, that homosexual sin or sex is not sin, and it is. Sexual immorality has always been wrong, and God is going to judge that. And I don't. If the connection between it is, it should never happen. It should not be legal in America. Just like public nudity should not be legal, people committing acts of sexual that are sexual in nature in public should be illegal. But we're seeing that stuff take place during these gay pride marches. Is that okay for that to happen in America?
Well, I think there are public statutes against immorality or immoral behavior in public places. I mean, you can't just decide that you're going to pee against a tree in downtown Sunbury. That isn't going to work.
Well, way back when Jerry Falwell, when he was yet alive, he would go to these gay pride marches, and he saw literally before his own eyes and the people that were there protesting against this stuff, people committing homosexual acts right in the streets, and the police officers were told not to arrest those people.
Okay, but there are other people, there are heterosexuals who behave badly, too. I know quite a few gay couples, several of them, as a matter of fact. They're wonderful people. I don't know or care what they do inside their bedroom. It's not my business. And they are going to have to make their own way to heaven or hell and argue with God at the time that they have to make the, you know, the cross over to the bridge. But let's face it, you know, we are a country that allows individual freedom. And that means some people are going to be free to do things we don't like, and other people are going to be free to do things we do like. And so we can complain about it and try and change everybody so you can only behave my way. Or we can accept the fact that people are going to be different, and we can, you know, wish them well, but we can't stop them.
Well, they're going to be different until, like, I'm sure you pray this prayer, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yep, we do.
There is coming, that kingdom is coming where Jesus Christ is going to be king of this earth. And then again, like the Old Testament God that so many people want to say that they despise him, that he was a hateful God, he is going to, again, when he rules in this world, he's going to put people to death that commit acts of homosexual sin. And then it's going to be his kingdom, and it's going to be by his rules that were established in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Believe it or not,
okay,
that's what the Bible teaches.
Okay, Van, I'm sorry. We have to move on. We have another caller pending, and I have to take a break. Have a nice Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for calling.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Do you suffer from deliphophobia? Fear of online grocery shopping? Try Giant Direct. With great prices, specially trained shoppers, and no hidden fees. Have no fear with Giant Direct.
Save this week on sweet potatoes. 49 cents per pound with digital coupon.
Welcome back on board. On the mark, 570-743-9565. Joseph Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joseph. Pretty lively debate you having here today. I want to ask the question there. You're the mayor of Shamokin Dam. Do they have cameras at the red lights that if someone goes through them or something like that?
No, but they have cameras at the red lights to control the traffic signals. Those cameras
that's a relief because I just at Harbor Freight there, I was down there a few minutes ago and I was watching and waiting for the light to change and the green arrow came on to turn left and as soon as I seen the green, I took off.
Oh, okay.
And I made it. There was a truck making the green the other way toward me, and he slowed down. I got through it, but I run a red light. It was an accident, but nevertheless, I did it. So
did he blow the
I'm
horn?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Did he blow the horn at you?
I'm sure he said some words.
He may well have. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, very seldom will I disagree with Dan or Van, but I got to disagree in this respect. According to Bill of Rights and Constitution, they have the perfect right to worship the gods of their choice and to even build a church to Satan and worship him and be protected and be tax-exempt and be a 501c3 and all that crap, according to the Constitution. Am I right?
You are.
Okay, but that's not according to the Scriptures, and that's the problem. These early founders of the framers of the Constitution, out of 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, 50 of them were Masons. And in Masonry, you can worship the God of your choice as long as you believe in a higher supreme deity, may be he Buddha, the Dalai Lama, Satan, whatever, Jesus Christ, whatever, you will be their brothers. And that is an abomination according to the Savior. Now, everybody has the wrong understanding of the Savior. He told the very religious Jews of his day, he said, you're of your father the devil. My goodness, those people, those Jews were very religious, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the elders. But they were of the devil, he said. Now, here's the point. Van was prophesying to you yesterday about the second coming that is near and everything, and he could be declared a prophet because he was prophesying the truth of the word of Yahweh. And then a next caller came on. He said, hey, that Van, who's he think he is, something? And he said he's going to come as a thief in the night, and nobody will know when he comes. Well, he was quoting the Bible as well as Van was, but he was ignorant of the Scriptures because he does not know what the Savior said. And in Revelations, he's talking to the church there, and he says, if you therefore don't watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you won't know the hour that I will come.
I love all you guys dearly. I mean, but, you know, that wasn't the topic. We're not debating whether or not the Bible's right or wrong or whether you're going to go to hell if you believe one thing or not.
Well, I was just answering that question to the caller after Van. And also, the Bible says that the believers are not in darkness, that day, the coming of Messiah, would take us as a thief. It will take people like that guy that called in after Van. It will take him like a thief because he's ignorant of the word of Yahweh. It's as simple as that. And that's where you have disagreements even in Christianity. You know what I'm saying? That's where you have all these different denominations and stuff because they view the Scriptures and in their ignorance, they're looking at it one way or they're looking at it the way they were taught by their preachers, you know, who are cookie cutters come out of these seminars, you know?
You mean seminaries?
Well, you know, cemeteries, yeah. Whatever.
Cemetery? No, I said seminaries.
Oh, you know, well, I said cemeteries, if it's about the same thing. But no, and, you know, I hear, you've probably seen the commercials on TV, what's David Jeremiah. He's an elder, older preacher, he's a pretty famous guy. And the Lord could come at any minute, and imminent return, nothing to be fulfilled before he comes. Well, he's a false prophet. Because the anti-Messiah, what they call the Antichrist, he's got to be revealed first, according to 2 Thessalonians. Read 2 Thessalonians, anybody that's listening to this program, and Paul is inspired to say that he will be revealed before the Savior comes back in the mark of the beast and all that. And that's what Van was trying to say the other day and has said many times, that there's this new world order coming, but that's going to come before the Savior comes.
And, okay. Well, listen, we have another call coming, and I've got to take it. I've got to take a
okay,
final
I
break.
But
have a nice Thanksgiving. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get this last call of the day.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your
new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear? But a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list. Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies. On rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings. He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels. And with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove and online at fossjewelers.com.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy duty dry cloths have ultra thick pads to trap and lock hairs like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer sweeper heavy duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer sweeper wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. I don't think we're going to have time for more than this final call. Joe from Sunbury, I want to talk about the Satan Club. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, I find it interesting how you bring this up as a subject, and then you tell people that you don't like what they're talking about.
No, I just don't think what they're talking about is relevant to this particular issue. Whether or not a school district should have been, you know, wasting taxpayers' money, denying a claim from the Satan Club.
I understand that. Yeah, you made that clear to the multiple callers, but you're asking them and you say it's part of you. You told me the other day that it's part of my show. Right.
I let them have their say. Did I not let them have their say? I let them have
their
say.
You interrupted them and say that's not relevant. That's my point.
Well,
is that you brought it up. It was your...
Okay.
If you would have just said, maybe I missed the beginning of the show, but okay, we can only talk about the legal end of this. You know, we're not going to the Bible with this. But how can you not? That's part of my point, too, is that you bring this subject up and you don't want people like Dan or Joseph or Van and that to come in with the moral end of it, right? That's my issue, is that
they did come
I can
in with
say,
it.
Like Joseph said, I agree that this probably, I didn't read about it, but it was probably a correct ruling, right? I agree with that.
In today's America. I think the school district was
even years ago, by the Constitution, this should be allowed. And I agree that if you have, like you said, about the different basketball clubs, you have to have it for what's fair for all. But they're looking back. I'll ask you this then: what was first, the Bible or the Constitution?
The Bible was first.
Okay, so you realize why people would go. You almost enticed Dan and the rest of us to go to the moral end of it, right?
No, I don't mind that, but here's the problem. When you belabor it, you can freely state your opinion. But when you start saying other people are going to, you know, are in terrible error because they disagree with you, I got a problem with that. This is a free country. People are allowed to have
their opinions. That part I understand about that some people think they're right because of their religion, but let me just say, how much of a conversation do you think you would have with me when I say, yes, this was a correct... Your conversation's over. I agree that it's correct, and you're done with your topic of the day. So then when people have to go to enhance it or make it a discussion, you don't... Okay, I got the music.
Okay, well, we gave everybody their chance to say it. Yes,
and
I
me.
Did talk,
thank you.
And you, I did talk to them. This is, in the absence of someone else here as a co-host, I'm going to talk to you folks. I'm going to make you justify what you say just as you make me justify what I say. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back Monday and do this all over again. This is WKOK Sunbury.